This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's 12-year hold on power ended on Sunday when Parliament approved a new government of improbable allies in a nation divided over his departure. But at a session of the legislature ahead of the vote, Netanyahu loyalists shouted shame and liar and frequently interrupted the man set to replace him, nationalist Naftali Bennett. Netanyahu is the most dominant Israeli politician of his generation, but failed to form a government after a March 23rd election, the fourth in 2 years. Bennett is a hawkish high-tech millionaire and now heads a new administration that includes left-wing centrist and Arab legislatures. His government, including for the first time a party that represents Israel's 21% Arab minority, plans largely to avoid sweeping moves on hot-button international issues such as policy toward Palestinians and to focus on domestic reforms. G7 leaders agreed on Sunday to raise their contributions to meet an overdue spending pledge of $100 billion a year by rich countries to help poorer countries cut carbon emissions and cope with global warming. Alongside plans billed as helping speed infrastructure funding in developing countries and a shift to renewable and sustainable technology, the world's seven largest advanced economies again pledged to meet the climate finance target, a figure agreed on with the UN over a decade ago. The seven nations, the United States, Britain, Canada, France, Germany, Italy, and Japan, reaffirmed their commitment to, quote, joint mobilize $100 billion per year from public and private sources through 2025. Group of seven leaders on Sunday also scolded China over human rights in its Xinjiang region, called for Hong Kong to keep a high degree of autonomy, and demanded a full and thorough investigation into COVID. This is VOA News. Pope Francis is demanding that humanitarian aid reach hungry people in the war-torn Tigray region of northern Ethiopia, where Ethiopian and Eritrean soldiers are blocking food and other assistance. Francis called for an immediate end to fighting in Tigray, the return of social harmony, and for, quote, all food aid and healthcare assistance to be guaranteed. Speaking at a Sunday noon blessing, Francis said he was thinking of the people of Tigray who have been, quote, struck by a grave humanitarian crisis that has exposed the poorest to famine. The United Nations and aid groups say more than 350,000 people in Tigray face famine, and that 2 million more are a step away from the worst famine since 2011 in Somalia. Thousands of Spaniards protested in Madrid Sunday against government plans to pardon 12 Catalan politicians who were convicted over the region's failed independence bid in 2017, a move the demonstrators see as a threat to national unity. Spain's Deputy Prime Minister Carmen Calvo gave the clearest indication yet that the pardons of the Catalan separatists were close in an interview published on Sunday with La Vanguardia newspaper, but the issue has bitterly divided Spaniards. The country's Supreme Court said in a non-binding report last month that it opposes potential government pardons for the Catalan separatist leaders. It sentenced the nine leaders in October 2019 to between 9 and 13 years in jail on sedition charges for organizing an unauthorized referendum on independence and issuing a short-lived unilateral declaration of independence. And a top official in the European Medicines Agency said it might be worth abandoning AstraZeneca's coronavirus vaccine for all age groups where alternatives are available. In an interview published Sunday, Marco Cavalieri, the EMA's head of vaccine strategy, also told Italy's La Stampa newspaper that the Johnson & Johnson jab should be preferentially used for over 60s. Both so-called viral vector vaccines are authorized for everyone over 18, but have been dogged by reports of rare blood clots. The EU has also authorized two mRNA vaccines, Pfizer and Moderna. Italy on Saturday restricted AstraZeneca vaccines to people age 60 and over following concerns about the heightened health risks for young people. Asked if it would not be better to ban AstraZeneca, including for the over 60s, Cavalieri said, quote, yes, and it is an option that many countries, such as France and Germany, are considering in the light of the increased availability of mRNA vaccines. He noted the single-shot Johnson & Johnson has fewer problems than AstraZeneca, while noting it had been less widely used. Find more at voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. VOA News.